Suddenly, without any preliminary sound in the midst of the utter stillness, the door of my room swung slowly open. The woman was standing in the aperture, the darkness of the hall behind her, the yellow light from my lamp beating upon her eager and beautiful face. I could see at a glance that she was sick with fear, and the sight sent a chill to my own heart. She held up one shaking finger to warn me to be silent, and she shot a few whispered words of broken English at me, her eyes glancing back, like those of a frightened horse, into the gloom behind her. "I would go," she said, trying hard, as it seemed, to speak calmly. "I would go. I should not stay here. There is no good for you to do." "But, madam," said I have not yet done what I came for. I cannot possibly leave until I have seen the machine." "It is not worth your while to wait," she went on. "You can pass through the door. No one hinders." And then, seeing that I smiled and shook my head, she suddenly threw aside her constraint and made a step forward with her hands wrung together. "For the love of heaven," she whispered, "get away from here before it is too late."